In this video, I'm going to ask, where have all Perth's spiders gone? This is E.K. Lippmeyer. I'm in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, and I've just spotted the lacewing by the light. It's after midnight, and Saturday the 28th. Saturday the 28th of January 2023. Technically, just tipped over to the 29th. Now, for the last week, I've been noticing a spider here. So let's have a look. There we go. Spreading its web from this bamboo. Now, the other day it was about here, with web right over to that bamboo. All these poles, but I think it was to that bamboo and maybe these posts. And it crossed my mind, gee, I haven't seen in the backyard a spider doing this for quite a while. And geez, hanging on for dear life there. Oh, his web's just broken in that gust of wind. I said he's probably a she. So I wonder, is it going to set about repairing? Was it caught an insect even? No, it's going to set about and it's going to repair, I think. Wow, how amazing. Or did it go and cut a thread off then to save any more damage? I think this spider, you know, is in the process of damage control. That gust of wind broke. It appears to me it's gone down, snapped off a thread or two. I'm guessing now, I'm speculating. And I don't know how much, if you're getting dizzy watching this. But I think it's just acted to look after itself, gave up on its web. That's what I think. Anyway, that was very interesting behaviour. It was doing something meaningful as to whether it... I wonder, can it consume that web and use it again somehow, recycle it through its body? Has it put it into a ball or something? Gee, it'd be good to know. It's probably missing it. It's getting too hard to follow that. But what occurred to me was I haven't hardly seen a spider doing a web in the backyard for ages, throwing a web between some distance and stalking out, sitting in wait for insects or whatever to come by and get caught. And then it occurred to me, what's this jolly thing going to eat? There's so few insects around, I'll hone in on, well look, I'll be. The other day I was pointing out there's next to nothing. Oh, look at all the little lace wings up here. I mean, this is a fraction of what should be around this light, but can you see those little lace wings? I'll be. This was meant to be about that spider and on there. What is that, a moth? Don't tell me that's a moth. There's a fly, like one of those blue enamelly coloured flies. That's the most insects I've seen around this light in ages, just ages, most I've seen. It should be an utter swarm. It's night time and it's warm. It's warm, it's night time. I just can even see a fruit fly there, I think. Is that a fruit fly? Back to the story about the spider. I saw it for the first time the other day, maybe 5 days ago, and I felt sorry for it. I thought, what's it going to eat? Is it just going to get smaller every day because It was in the evening. It was putting its web up each evening, so this spider must be looking for the nighttime flying insects. And then the birds and things that eat those spiders, with so few of them around, what are they going to eat? And so on and on goes the cumulative effect of a paucity of insects, a paucity of spiders, a paucity of the mini biota, whatever you call them, the little creatures. So where have all Perth spiders gone? Having said that, I hope to do a video when I finally get a little bit of spare time on a tiny little orb weave spider that's appeared out the front. I haven't seen orb. We used to, every season, my little daughter, when she was little, she's 38 now, so up to, she was say 10, we used to come out and look at these giant orb weave spiders in the backyard. Rarely see them now. So where have all Perth spiders gone? Where have all Perth's all sorts of things gone? Where have the world's micro life gone? PK Lipmeyer, having my lament and still trying to remain joyous nevertheless, that the solutions are around the corner. Speak to you again soon. This is an addendum. One day later, in fact it's about 20 to 1 in the morning, so it's technically the following day, but let's call it the 29th of January 2023. Tomorrow, which is now, is the 30th, a Sunday. And we've got quite a wind blowing, but I notice the spider's back. And what I do also notice is, she appears to me to be visibly smaller over the last 6-7 days, whenever it was I first noticed her, because I don't think she's catching much to eat. And it's the prime weather, warm weather, summer, etc., night time, when insects should be flying around. Now I'm going to do her a favour, cut off that bamboo leaf that's caught in her web, because I don't think that's helping stabilise her. Let's have a look, what am I doing? Helping stabilise things. It's going to only get a lot more purchase on her web, which is half broken away now anyway. So she's relying on the top part there to catch whatever she can. And I hope she's going to catch something, because I just like to see. What she caught. She caught something from there. Something tiny. I hope so. I can't see what though. Was it food? Like, she's behaving as though, yeah, she's spinning a web around the web around something, so I'll just assume. Oh, and she cut, well, I'll be. Look at that, she just cut that loose off the leaf. And she's got, I think she's got something there. Is she going to cut that loose? Goodness gracious, is she, or what? What's she doing? Yeah, she's bringing that with her. So is that her meal? Well, I'll be. She's cutting her losses. She caught something, and she's cutting her losses. Also, she got a little bit of something to eat tonight. That's my guess. Where's a full arachnologist spider? Yeah, she's got something good. Oh, I'm happy about that. And I'm so happy that it happened while I was watching. Yeah, she's eating it. She's eating it immediately. Well, I'll be. She's hungry. I think she's eaten it. Well, jolly close to it. She's, goodness gracious, she's essentially eaten it. Web and all. Wow. Well, to me that's fortuitous again, that I saw her catch that, and she cuts the web loose, rolls it up as she walks away, and maybe she's probably wise not to do another web tonight if she can get through till tomorrow, because there's these easterlies blowing and I don't think it's going to get any better. So it was still earlier tonight, but now that these easterlies have started, they'll probably go all night. It's a hot night. The minimum forecast for Perth tonight is 24, after 38 or 39 today and something similar tomorrow. 38 I think today. So we're in a hot spell and we've got about at least a week of it. I just interrupted my weights exercises. I've got I'm only about 10% through, and I thought, oh, why don't I help that spider out and put an addendum on this by cutting away that big leaf? But then she caught a little something. It wasn't very big, and she ate it as we were watching. Speak to you again soon.